Good morning. It's March 15th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a landmark decision that has sent shockwaves through the cryptocurrency world, UK Judge James Mellor has officially ruled Craig Wright is not the creator of Bitcoin, Satoshi Nakamoto, branding him a fraud. This verdict comes after a rigorous 6-week trial initiated by the Crypto Open Patent Alliance, or COPA, which aimed to challenge Wright's long-standing claim to the identity of Bitcoin's enigmatic creator. The background of this case is steeped in controversy, with Wright having claimed for years to be Satoshi Nakamoto, the pseudonymous figure behind the creation of Bitcoin. COPA's legal challenge brought this claim under intense scrutiny, leading to a trial that meticulously examined Wright's assertions and the evidence he presented. Throughout the trial, Wright's defense was systematically dismantled, with the court finding that he had submitted forged evidence and lied repeatedly. The main story here centers on the court's findings, which unequivocally determined that Wright is not the author of the Bitcoin white paper, the creator of the Bitcoin system, or the initial versions of the Bitcoin software. The ruling also highlighted Wright's use of intimidation tactics against individuals in the crypto community, further undermining his credibility. The implications of this verdict are far-reaching. Not only does it signal potential criminal proceedings against Wright for perjury, but it also marks a significant victory for developers and the open-source community. By clarifying the true identity of Bitcoin's creator, the decision relieves crypto exchanges and potentially impacts other lawsuits filed by Wright based on his now discredited claim to the intellectual property rights to Bitcoin. As the crypto community awaits the written verdict, expected in the coming month, this ruling stands as a pivotal moment in the ongoing debate over the true identity of Bitcoin's creator. It puts an end to years of false claims and intimidation by Dr. Wright and his backers, reaffirming the integrity of the open-source principles that underpin the cryptocurrency world. Bitcoin's mining landscape is breaking records, signaling a robust and growing interest in cryptocurrency mining. The mining difficulty of Bitcoin has soared to an unprecedented 83.99 trillion hashes, marking a 5.79% increase from the last adjustment. This surge is accompanied by the highest recorded mining hash rate of 616.74 ETH per second, indicating that more participants are joining the mining fray. With the next difficulty recount slated for March 27th, a modest increase of 0.07% is anticipated. The financial metrics of Bitcoin have also seen remarkable movements. The cryptocurrency's price hit an all-time high of $73,737 on March 14th, following a 46% increase over the previous month. Although it experienced a slight dip to $71,885, with a 1.4% decrease in the last 24 hours, Bitcoin's market value remains over $1.4 trillion. The open interest in Bitcoin futures trading has similarly reached a new peak at $33.9 billion on March 13th, reflecting heightened market activity and trader optimism. However, recent events have introduced volatility into Bitcoin's valuation. The release of higher-than-expected producer price index data for February has led to concerns over the Federal Reserve's interest rate policies, contributing to a drop in Bitcoin's value below $69,000 before it recovered to above $70,000. Additionally, Grayscale's transfer of $400 million in Bitcoin to Coinbase and its potential conversion of its fund into a Bitcoin exchange-traded fund or ETF have influenced market dynamics, causing some investors to redeem their holdings and apply downward pressure on the price. Despite these fluctuations, the cryptocurrency market remains buoyant, with Bitcoin ETFs experiencing record net inflows and surpassing the $1 billion mark. As the 2024 Bitcoin halving event approaches, speculation abounds regarding its impact on Bitcoin's price and the broader cryptocurrency market. Wall Street firm Bernstein projects a significant surge in the market value of crypto assets, potentially nearly tripling to $7.5 trillion by 2025. Analyst Gautam Chugani has highlighted this period as an opportune time for market entry, predicting a ninefold increase in Robinhood's crypto trading volume over the next 2 years and setting a bullish price target of $30 for the stock. Chugani also forecasts that Bitcoin could reach a high of $150,000 next year, driven by the success of ETFs tied to the cryptocurrency and increasing mainstream acceptance and institutional adoption of digital assets. In a leap forward for Ethereum and its Layer 2 networks, the recent Atlas upgrade, also known as Denkun, has made waves by introducing a groundbreaking transaction model called Blobs. This innovation aims to dramatically slash transaction fees, a boon for networks such as Optimism, Zora, and Base, where fees can now dip to less than a penny. This cost reduction is largely thanks to proto-dank sharding, an upgrade feature that breaks down data into smaller, more manageable pieces for quicker processing, thereby cutting down operational costs for Layer 2 networks. The shift to Blobs marks a significant departure from previous data storage methods, offering a more efficient and cheaper processing alternative. This change has had an immediate impact, with a notable 2.44% drop in the price of Ether, ETH, following the upgrade. However, this dip was short-lived, as the value of Ether quickly rebounded to its pre-upgrade level, underscoring the market's resilience and adaptability to technological advancements. One of the most significant impacts of the Atlas upgrade has been observed on the Ethereum Layer 2 network Starknet, which reported a staggering 90% reduction in gas fees. This reduction is a clear indicator of the upgrade's potential to lower operational costs across the board once more networks integrate EIP 4844. While the initial price fluctuations post-upgrade highlight the dynamic nature of the crypto market, the overall sentiment towards the Denkun upgrade is overwhelmingly positive, seen as a crucial step towards enhancing scalability and reducing transaction costs for Ethereum Layer 2s. As the crypto landscape continues to evolve, it's essential for investors to conduct thorough research before making any investment decisions. The Atlas upgrade stands as a testament to Ethereum's ongoing efforts to improve efficiency and accessibility, promising a more cost-effective future for its growing ecosystem. In a move that has significantly stirred the cryptocurrency market, Elon Musk hinted at Tesla's openness to accepting Dogecoin as payment during a visit to a Tesla plant near Berlin. This announcement has not only spotlighted Dogecoin but also underscored the growing intersection between major corporations and digital currencies. Elon Musk's revelation came as a boost to Dogecoin enthusiasts, propelling the cryptocurrency's value by more than 10% to a notable $0.186 per Doge. The aftermath of this announcement saw Dogecoin's trading volume soar, with spot trading exceeding $4 billion and derivatives trading experiencing a substantial uptick. Market analysts are now projecting an optimistic future for Dogecoin, anticipating a potential surge in its market capitalization by 50%, aiming to hit the $40 billion mark from its current valuation of $26.66 billion. Musk's endorsement of Dogecoin for Tesla transactions has reignited the interest of investors and crypto aficionados alike, placing Dogecoin in the limelight once again. This development is parallel to Tesla's previous investments and acceptance of Bitcoin, highlighting the company's ongoing flirtation with cryptocurrencies. The broader cryptocurrency market is witnessing an unprecedented expansion, currently valued at $2.85 trillion. With Bitcoin reaching new heights above $72,000, forecasts suggest the market could escalate to $7.5 trillion by 2025. Musk's latest nod to Dogecoin not only amplifies the currency's visibility, but also signals a significant moment of recognition for cryptocurrencies in the realm of mainstream commerce. In a bold move that underscores the growing intersection of traditional finance and cryptocurrency, MicroStrategy Incorporated has launched a $500 million private offering of convertible senior notes due 2031. This strategic maneuver is aimed at further increasing its Bitcoin holdings, demonstrating a high-stakes bet on the future of digital currency. The company, steered by CEO Michael Saylor, is no stranger to the crypto world, already boasting a treasure trove of over 200,000 BTC valued at nearly $15 billion. This recent initiative follows a significant acquisition of 12,000 BTC for $821.7 million, a purchase made possible through the sale of convertible notes. However, this aggressive investment strategy has not gone without its critics. J.P. Morgan has voiced concerns that MicroStrategy's debt-funded Bitcoin acquisitions could inject heightened risk into the market, potentially setting the stage for future deleveraging. Despite these warnings, MicroStrategy's stock has seen a remarkable surge, more than doubling year-to-date, outpacing even Bitcoin's own 60% growth over the same period. Market analysts remain bullish on MicroStrategy, maintaining a strong buy consensus rating. Yet, they've set an average price target of $1,383.33 for the stock, indicating a potential downside of 21.7% from its current level. The convertible bonds being offered carry a modest yield of 0.375% to 0.875%, with a conversion option triggered by a 40 to 45% increase in the stock price. MicroStrategy's bold Bitcoin strategy has already yielded $7.7 billion in unrealized profits, with the potential for even greater returns should Bitcoin reach $100,000 by mid-2025. While the proceeds from the bond sale are earmarked for more Bitcoin purchases, the company has indicated they may also be used for general corporate purposes. Currently, Bitcoin's price hovers close to $72,500, marking a 72% increase year-to-date, reflecting the volatile yet upward trajectory of the cryptocurrency market. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.